everybody. Welcome back to the Great and Terrible AHS. We're here and welcome. We're here. You made it. It's the last episode of the show. Not of the podcast, though, for sure, because they do a lot. On this one, we're talking about the Seven Wonders, the final episode of Coven, the Witch One. And I'm here with Miss Shadow Lovely. How's it going, gamer? You ready to talk about all seven of these wonders?
No.
And with me also is Slow Beef. Hey Beef, are you ready to talk about all seven of these wonders? I'm sure of which all you remember all of and care about.
It's like seven Band-Aids I'm ready to rip off.
So, one at a time, baby. That's the way you gotta do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I assume if you're here, you've already heard the rest of the season. If not, probably a bad one to start with. Let's just get to it, because we have so much to cover. They made some of the worst decisions, and I hope we get to them today, but we might not. It starts with Stevie Nicks doing a music thing again.
Yay! So like, I guess this means like Stevie Nicks only showed up the first time because of Fiona, and Fiona's like gone. So why did Stevie Nicks come back?
She's also like, I think it's questionable if she's actually here or if this is literally just American Horror Story the music video for some reason, you know, because she doesn't like talk to anyone here or anything.
Yeah, she just kind of like walks around and sings at people and then leaves. And yeah,
she does interact with the girls at the very end, but in like the weirdest way possible. And like, it's not like it's a one-sided interaction. The girls don't interact back. So it's very possible that Stevie Nicks is just like a force ghost. It is like a music video. Maybe that's who the cat's supposed to be. I know what you're all wondering. What the fuck does that mean, Liz? So Stevie Nicks is singing at us, the audience members.
Guess the song title. Seven Wonders. Get it? Huh?
No. So here's the thing. Yeah. Other pieces of media would just like play the song and then have the cast do stuff, right? Like they would tell the story while the song was happening so that it would like have extra impact, or the song could like lend gravitas to the moment, perhaps. No, they just have like Stevie Nicks kind of walk around the house and be like, Seven Wonders, and we're supposed to be like, oh, that's great. that.
Do you think that that Stevie Nicks shows up to all of the times that the witches have to do the Seven Wonders, like throughout history? Do you think she showed up each time there was a new Supreme? Like, did she show up to Fiona's? Was she like, all right, it's time to do the Seven Wonders thing, and that's why she's here, even though Fiona's not here? I'd like to think that's the implication. We will never get an answer.
They always have like a concert of some kind.
Yeah. Can Stevie Nicks do telekinesis? Is another question we'll never have answered that I care about so much more than what's going on in this show. Is can Stevie Nicks start a fire with her mind? Because based on what we're going to see, a lot of witches can just do that. Nicks do that.
We do get an answer to that actually in a different season. So woo! Look forward to that.
Yeah!
We do, in fact, get an answer to whether or not Stevie Nicks can light a fire with her mind in a different season. So it's like, I don't know, like a fan-made music video of like Stevie Nicks looking, just kind of like perceiving the remaining girls as they do random tasks. The only redeeming quality of this is that Stevie Nicks is not performing this live. They let it be dubbed over and are letting her lip sync to it. So there's not like terrible audio quality. It's not super awkward like the last time she was here. That is the only redeeming quality of this sequence of events. The first thing that we see is like Violet reading some books and then levitating a bed. All right, whatever, I guess. So can you read a book and learn telekinesis? That seems like a bit, like, counterproductive to the Seven Wonders thing. Seems like you shouldn't be able to study for the Seven Wonders test. I'll say it. Maybe that's why they didn't do the school aspect, because if you can just learn powers, it's kind of counterproductive.
It feels like you can just, like, become a Supreme if you work hard enough, which, like...
Yeah, that totally kills.
It just doesn't work.
It kills all of Fiona's character and, like, her motivation for anything, because it's like, she's not, like, and her, yeah, it gets rid of everything, because she's like, I need to know who the next Supreme is. Maybe it's Madison, maybe I'll kill her. But if it could be, potentially be anyone, then, like, don't do a witch school in the first place, you know? Like, I mean, unless she's
sabotaged.
Don't
do a witch school or do, like, witch SATs, where, like, every so often they have to do, like, a placement test to see, all right, is this one ready to maybe be the Supreme? Are they capable of doing so? Who could say? Also,
and,
in this...
You know what I also would say? There's maybe one test that they should save for last every time. No questions asked. It's the most high-risk test, and they should definitely make it the last one. And they don't.
And well, maybe they should have, like, some kind of fail-safe for it also. I'll throw that out there. I think we should also maybe have a fail-safe for it.
You know what, though, is messed up? Is, like, actually... Well, we're going to learn this a little later... Where they're, we're not doing the Seven Wonders test in the order that, as is tradition, they're breaking with tradition. They don't explain, like, why they're breaking with tradition. And I would think, like, a whole magic thing is, like, it's real important to stay with tradition and ritual and stuff. But they're just like, nah, fuck it. Why not? It's crazy what's happening anyway, so.
Yeah, they literally say something to the effect of, like, oh, no, I dislike this one. We're doing this one first because I like it.
No, yeah, no, Myrtle says it. She's like,
yeah.
She goes, normally it goes from easiest to most difficult, but since we're breaking with tradition anyway, we'll just do the one I like the most, you know, which is coming up soon. But, like, and it's so bad.
I don't know if the implication is that one's the hardest. Like, I don't know, like, which one would be considered the hardest. I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I think I know what Ty's getting at, which I'd be like, that one you should do last, logistically. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious which one you should do last.
Yeah.
So, Violet's levitating a bed, going back to the cat situation. Violet's levitating a bed, a cat we have never seen before, like a fluffy cat we've never seen before, is like running through the hallway and like turns down a hallway. Whose cat is that? I've never seen it. Why did it go into that room? Is that supposed to be Stevie Nicks?
This was peak of the season, though. That cat, the appearance thereof, was where this season topped out, in my opinion.
The cat's in multiple scenes in this opening, and I'm like, all right. I have the unique credentials to be like, all right, if there was a cat in this show up until now, I would have fucking noticed it. I'm the little freak for cats. If there had been a cat up until now, I would have seen the cat. No, this cat's just in the opening sequence, and it's just, like, hanging out in the house. I'm like, is that supposed to be, like, someone's, like, familiar spy? We have had zero familiars in this witch house up until this episode.
What do you call Kyle? Yeah, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we did have that dog, but, like, that wasn't a familiar. And also, it died in, like, 35 seconds. So
also much more likable than Kyle, yeah.
But... Yeah, so true. I guess maybe the implication is that the cat is Stevie Nicks. I don't know. The cat's in, like, three of these scenes. So Violet levitates a bed, a cat runs down a hallway. Like, nothing else happens in the hallway scene. I can't, like, stress that enough, that, like, nothing happens in that scene except for the cat, like, moving down the side of the hallway and turning into a room. Like, it's the kind of thing that someone like me, who takes a lot of pictures and videos of their cat, would send to someone who doesn't care about cats that much, and they'd be like, what the fuck are you showing me this for? Like, why are you showing me a video of your cat walking down the hallway? I don't care.
And yeah, I think they were using it as a transition point of just, like, following this cat as, like, a narrative through line to take you from parts of the house to other parts of the house. But that doesn't really work when there hasn't been a cat. That works really well if there's an established cat, but they're just, you didn't do that.
Just a little guy who showed up to be a set piece for a stand-in for the video camera, I guess.
Hi, my name's Storyboard. I'm a little kitty cat. I'm gonna take you to the next scene. Like, what is this cat doing here?
There's, like, so many problems with this that I'm just kind of like, you know what? Yeah, like, I don't know where the cat came from, what it is, but, like, it's the, like, if they explain that, we would still have so much wrong. So it's like impossible.
Yeah, truly the cat is, like, the least of the problems with this episode, but it truly stuck with me to the end of, I was like, all right, so we're just never going to find out who the cat was. why the cat's here, who the cat belonged to, because like that's the kind of thing you notice if you live in a place that does not have a pet and suddenly there's an animal in your house. You're like, huh,
yeah.
Where'd this come from?
Who's been feeding it?
This? Yeah, yeah, who's been feeding
been
it?
Especially if you're in a house with like a lot of residents where people accidentally leave doors open all the time, which I'm just going to say right now, Madison has never closed a door in her life.
Right?
She has no civility. So like the chance of a random cat walking in is pretty high. So you'd just be like, ah, shit, got a cat in here. Is this anybody's?
Yeah. And if it's not, it's mine now. Speaking of Madison never closing a door, Madison is taking a bath. And she has a bunch of candles around the bath that aren't lit, and she waits to get into the bathtub to light them with pyrokinesis. And I don't know if this is supposed to imply that, like,
and she's also making
training
the bath bubble, mm-hmm, a bunch, so she's like heating the water, and then she also lights a fireplace nearby, which I guess is like pyrokinesis training. Is it harder to do pyrokinesis if you're in a bathtub?
Well, what I was going to say is I'm like, I kind of get them showing us Violet, like, reading the book and learning telekinesis, because, like, up until now, Violet has had dog shit for powers.
Zoe,
I have Violet, because it's basically the same fucking character.
Yeah, you're good.
And I get that scene, but, like, we have already seen Madison use pyrokinesis. It was the first power she manifested besides her original power. So, like, we don't need a scene showing that Madison now knows pyrokinesis because we already know.
This is like if you asked, like, some dude, like, hey, why don't you make, a Rocky montage that, like, women will like for witches? And the person, you know, is like, I have no idea. I guess we got Stevie Nicks on contract, right? I don't know. Baths, yeah. I think they like baths. You know, it's like nothing makes it doesn't. It's just crap.
Also worth noting is that I guess everybody just decided that Misty beating the shit out of Madison was a satisfactory punishment for her killing Misty.
Yeah,
right. They're just like, it's fine. It's fine that she killed Misty.
There's no characters here that would take, you know, attacking and killing and trying to put away another witch, like, way too seriously in a way that's, like, unreasonable. So we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
No, that's never happened in this show, and it's definitely not going to happen again.
Definitely not.
No.
Misty can do botany now, which I feel like, A, is not one of the seven wonders, first of all. And B, is the least surprising thing you could have told me. Now, if you showed me Madison doing botany, I'd be like, okay, that's a little out of character. But, like, it's Misty. Like, of fucking course she does botany or can learn it. Like,
right.
It's fucking Misty. Like, of course she does.
She's a swamp witch. That's the default power. The default power is doing plants, reviving, and fireballs. That's what swamp people do.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. Honestly, it's more surprising that she hasn't done botany stuff until now. And but to be clear, what I mean is, like, she makes a plant grow with magic. Like, she uses, like, her Winx power witch ability
she,
to
like,
make flowers.
Snips the head off of a flower and makes it bloom again.
It's also not great computer graphics, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like kind of obvious. Yeah. They're like scaling up the the plant to like make it grow, and it's like so annoying. But anyway,
it's pretty good. And then we cut to Queenie. The cat goes into where Queenie is, and Queenie is making a Nan shrine, I guess, and also doing voodoo, which is not again. Not one of the seven wonders. And also, I doubt she learned any voodoo well with Marie Laveau because she wasn't there that long. Remember when Queenie killed a homeless man because she was going to, like, take his dark heart for a ritual and that never went anywhere?
Yes.
Asking for a friend. Anyway.
tell your friend
about
our
died.
Patreon. No, I'm just
tell your friend about our Patreon. The cat's there again. I don't know if it's supposed to be symbolic, because this time it's not, like, it's not a transitional piece. The cat's just in the room with Queenie. I don't know. Stevie Nicks, the girls come down the stairs, and Stevie Nicks is there, and they're like, why is Stevie Nicks in our house? And she's like, good luck,
girls. And she just walks out, and it's like, oh, okay. Thanks, Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, that's essentially it. Like, that's literally what she does. She's like, good luck, girls, and then leaves. And everyone's like, thank you, Stevie Nicks.
Very inspirational, ma'am. I like your song about seven wonders. That's great for today when we're doing the seven wonders. Very appropriate, miss. Thank you. So thank you for your support.
The implication is that, like, she's just been downstairs singing and, like, they've been upstairs doing their own thing. So they just hear her, like, muffled through the floor.
Oh, my God.
Singing in their first floor.
The implication that American Horror Story might be making is that she wrote the song Seven Wonders for witchcraft.
No.
Right, though? Because, like, she's a witch now. Yeah, she's got a song called Seven Wonders. That's mighty coincidental.
I'm sure they want to, like, imply that, like, her already extremely witchcraft-coded music was written specifically for them. I'm sure. They would love that. So that's the opening sequence. It was just like a little AMV for Stevie Nicks. Ta-da! And now it's the first scene of the television show. Everybody's eating dinner? And Myrtle's giving a fuck ass speech about the Last Supper.
This also annoys the crap out of me, because I hate when people do Last Supper allusions and they get all the characters, like, kind of wrong. Like, Myrtle, like, first of all, there's not enough of them for the allusion. There's like five or six of them, right? And Myrtle's in the Jesus spot, but Delia does most of the talking, and I don't think she's in any of the spots. So it's like, what are we doing here? You know, like, at least give me a Fiona as Judas kind of thing, you know, something.
Also, Myrtle is just so annoying this episode. Yeah. Holy shit. They did Myrtle so dirty. Like, every time she's on screen, I just am like, shut the fuck up, Myrtle.
Yeah, she
like,
really.
Every time. It's like, imagine, she went from being a very charming, weird Phoenix Wright side character to the most annoying Phoenix Wright side character that you do not want on the screen. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Just in this one. I liked her before this. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's why it's so disappointing, because the turn is really harsh. Yeah, she was great before now.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what they're... I guess they're like, well, now Fiona's gone, so, like, she can be worse, I guess. She's allowed to be worse now.
I can make her worse by killing her enemies. Yeah.
Yeah, like, she's won, so she's now, like, 100% worse in every way. But yeah, she does, like, this weird, like, metaphor about the Last Supper, which, like Slow Beef said, that would make more sense if, like, one of them was going to have to take the test the next day, and, like, the rest of them, and maybe, like, say Madison, for example, was trying to, like, sabotage that person.
Judas Iscariot?
Yeah. There you go.
That would make more sense.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But instead, she doesn't really have a point. And
it's
just
like the Last Supper, because we're eating food. Like, that's really it.
The worst. So at the height of its popularity, The Sopranos, they did like a Last Supper like magazine cover, and it always bugged me because they had one character too few. So they put David Chase in as one of the apostles, the guy who wrote the show. And I'm like, this kills me because it makes no sense. Also, Tony's not great as Jesus. And that one killed me. But this is so much worse because they do it. They explicitly call out that they're doing it, and they just can't get it working, because of course you can't. You need to like set that kind of thing up, you know? Like, with the writing and story that is under your control, rather than just, have them at a table. It's their Last Supper before the Seven Wonders. Why not? You know?
Yeah, it also has to, like, kind of make sense in context. Like, at least with something like The Sopranos, like, I don't know, at least, like, based on, like, the context clues, it makes a little more sense. The people in this scene don't even like each other, so...
I know, yeah. They're in competition to be the new... Yeah. It's like if Jesus had Olympics for his successor or something, you know?
Jesus, like, thinning down his top eight on MySpace is basically what this is. It's very odd. And then she's like, I don't even remember how it comes up in conversation. She's like, I think Leonardo da Vinci was a warlock when he was painting The Last Supper. Also, they had grilled eel.
Mm-hmm. But here's caviar and Bellini, which is close to grilled. Yeah.
Warlocks are real? Was that confirmed before now? Because I thought, like, the little book writing fella wasn't a warlock. That was the whole, like, he was just a regular guy who learned how to write good.
There are, unfortunately, very warlocks. Warlocks? Warlocks.
Warlocks in
I'm a werelocks of the warlocks.
Werelocks. It's like if you are only that little guy, only a warlock during the full moon.
During the full moon, he becomes very powerful. Okay, he turns into a full warlock. He like grows a cloak.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Oh no, a book is springing from my hand.
Another season of American Horror Story kind of revisits the witch thing, and they will later confirm that there are warlocks, but I don't think they had that in mind. I think this is just supposed to be a weirdo. Like, it's supposed to be funny or whatever, but it's also just like, why would he need to be? You know what I mean? Like, what?
Oh,
like,
they got jokes?
Well, yeah.
They got jokes in this show.
That's a good.
Oh, they got jokes.
Now that you mention it, they probably will have something in like season 14 where they show like Leonardo DiCaprio in a period thing, and yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah, dude.
Probably also there, yeah.
Well,
Leonardo the Ninja Turtle, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
Dude, finally.
I think that the warlock line is because, and like we'll get there in our next episode, but like I think it's because they like forgot that there's actual like people who do witchcraft in real life, like it's a real religion that people actually do, and they're like, no, we're the ones that like we're like the witches like in The Wizard of Oz, like we have warlocks too, not like the real religion, or like not real paganism, like we're not that kind of witch, we're like the green ones you see in like Halloween decorations. Just in case you guys forgot, we're not like that kind of witch. We're like the fantasy witch.
Real bibbidi-bobbidi-ass witches.
Yeah.
The real stuff. Yeah.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch-ass witches.
Hell yeah. Talking cat. All that shit.
Well, there is a cat reel. Cat reel. Maybe that's why the cat was there. They're like, hey, remember how like specifically cats are related to witches? They're usually like black. This one has little white paws. Don't worry about it. We couldn't find a black one, even though they're the most common cat.
And then a broom falls over during the music video. It's like, there, bases are covered. Yeah.
Yeah. I am so surprised they didn't try to shoehorn in like a broom thing somewhere. Like, oh, instead of brooms, we use, I don't know, like a fucking Roomba or something. I'm so shocked they didn't do that.
This is such a half-assed thing in general, yeah. And then, like, So Delia, yeah, is, like, for some reason, like, we're going to make everyone do the Seven Wonders, except for her and Myrtle. But, so I don't, you know, whatever. Because she's, like, everyone participates. But now she's, like, nah, not us, though. We're judging it still. And obviously not Kyle. But, like,
They should have let Kyle do it. Yeah, Kyle should have been able to try.
Let him flunk out.
It would have been really funny to watch. Yeah. Kyle try to like be like TK Candle, ha! And then it just doesn't do anything. That'd be a fun scene.
And then they just they like let him participate. And then when he can't do the first one, they're just like, oh, sorry, buddy, you don't move on to the next round. Like that way he feels included.
So the thing that's also extra frustrating, and I promise after this we'll move on to the actual trials, which are happening very soon. They've been leading up to this entire point with a whole thing of once the Supreme is dead, someone just instantly becomes the Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
And they do try to do something later that I can only explain as trying to justify this because it makes no sense otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that you think someone in the house would notice, like Myrtle, for example, who like seems to be only interested in knowing the truth and how the Supreme works.
Yeah, they're very, very, very insistent to us, the audience, that once one Supreme dies, the new Supreme just windmill slams all the powers at once. In fact, during the episode where we tried to convince Fiona to kill herself, the girls all sat around waiting for her to die to see which one of them would suddenly develop all of the powers at one time. They made that very clear. The fact that it didn't happen, and now we're doing this test to figure out why all of the girls have started manifesting powers, should have been a red flag, I think, to somebody. But it wasn't. Everyone's just like, nope, they just look us dead in the eyes. They look us, the audience, dead in the eyes and go, we never said that. That's not how this works. You made that up. Time to do the Seven Wonders tests. Grab a candle. speaking of that,
Yeah.
This is where Myrtle decides, I'm not doing the regular order. We're going to make it more exciting instead, to which I assume they meant, like, we're just going to get some of the shit that everybody clearly can do that's supposed to be hard out of the way. Like, I guess let's go, like, kill, like, something, like, four times and bring it back to life, because I know all you shitheads can do that one already. But no, it's just some wild arbitrary order that Myrtle pulled out of her fucking ass. Yep. That it has no bearing on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they start with grab a candle. There are a bunch of candles on a table lit for no real reason. And they're like, grab a candle. Misty sits there for a second going, well, what if I can't grab a candle? And then they go, well, then you're not the Supreme. That's how the test works. If you can do it, then you are. If you can't, then you're not. Which, thanks for reminding us how the whole thing works.
Tests in general work.
Yeah. You either get it right or you get it wrong.
Wow, that's crazy. Thanks for explaining tests to Misty. Misty eventually does it. Queenie instantly does it. Madison and Zoe do it. There's no reason for this even to be here, but they just all do it really quickly and go like, oh, okay, next.
It's, by the way, when we say grab a candle, like, we mean like drag it to you with telekinesis, not like grab the fire like that one weird like scene in the last episode where the pyrokinesis witch sets herself on fire trying to grab the candlelight.
Right.
This is just do a little force pull.
Yeah.
And like, it gets to Madison and Myrtle, I don't know, maybe I'm fucking stupid, but like Myrtle says something, oh, Madison, this should be easy for you. This is your bailiwick. And then Madison goes, yeah, sure, whatever that means. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm with Madison on this one. What the fuck are you talking about? And then they just
move
on.
It's like the dumbest way to say wheelhouse possible. But, like, instead of just saying this is in your wheelhouse, oh, this is your bailiwick. Great. Thanks, Myrtle. Keep it
up.
Yeah,
I'm with Madison. Like, I'm in the dumb bitch category. I'm like, sure, I like your fancy words, magic man. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, Myrtle?
This is just fancy writer flexing, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Where they're just like, I know a crazy word, everybody. Don't worry. Isn't Madison stupid for not knowing it? It's like, no, just shut the fuck up. Like, you know,
that's
like,
great, sweetie. I bet you did so good on the SATs.
Yeah. Now it's time for the objectively funniest of all the tests.
The funniest wonders test. Not okay, there's one that I think is funnier, but not because of the test. It's just funnier because someone fucks up so bad.
Yeah. This one is so funny. So this one is, I don't fucking remember. I'll be real with you, I don't remember what they call mind control. But whatever the fuck they call mind control in this show, it's mm-hmm. that one. We're doing that one. And they like set them up in pairs, and Misty gets paired with Queenie, which they are so adamant that these two characters have like animosity towards each other because like Misty got moved into Queenie's room when Queenie was gone. But they haven't interacted at all. So like,
yeah,
there's no reason they should be this like, they shouldn't have this animosity towards each other.
Yeah. So like, because Misty makes Queenie start slapping herself like hard on the face, like a bunch of like, this is fun, haha, which is like fucked up because yeah, they don't have like a history. It just seems like Misty's just kind of a piece of shit all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, and also Queenie doesn't use her power to like just transfer it for
yeah,
some reason.
I know, that's the thing that bugged me about it. I was like, this shouldn't hurt her, shouldn't it? But you know, whatever, I guess.
Yeah, then they switch.
Yeah, and then she makes Misty pull her hair, you know, like, take that, Misty. That's for making me slap myself. I guess we don't like each other.
And, like, it's kind of like, these two are, like, kind of lighthearted. Like, if these two had had animosity, this would be kind of like a little cute scene. But
right.
These two have not interacted at all, so, like, it's just weird. But, like, it's still fairly, like, they are, like, causing a little bit of physical harm to each other, but, like, it's not serious. You can tell they're not, like, trying to hurt each other actively, like, in a grievous way.
Right.
It's very, like, friendly competition. Now it's time for some unfriendly competition because, of course, they would make Zoe and Madison a pair, even though everybody in the house knows that Madison nearly killed Zoe, like, a day ago. And Madison killed, like, literally killed Misty. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put her in a tomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
They're like, no, just pair those two up. The two that hate each other more than anything, and Madison has shown to be actively harmful towards. Pair them up for the mind control challenge. Nothing bad will happen here. Kyle's there too, holding a tray of wine for nobody.
It's so weird. He's just standing, holding like a tray with like
they've
wine.
Made him, yeah. They turned him into a little fancy lad, which is really funny to me because Kyle was just like a regular fucking college bro who wanted to make bridges. Remember?
Yeah.
I was the bridge guy. I was going to do a bridge. You'll love it. Everyone's going to love my fucking bridge. But now I guess I'm a little butler or whatever. What the fuck? And that's like really what happened.
It's
I'm a little butler now. What the fuck?
And he's holding three wine glasses, again, for nobody, because, like, no one's looking at him. No one's taking the wine. He's just holding it. Like, all right, how did that conversation go? Okay, Kyle, you're going to hold these three goblets of wine. Why? Don't worry about it.
Does anyone want any wine? No, but just hang out here in case we change our mind in the next hour.
Yeah, this room temperature wine.
And then he starts shaking, like someone's controlling him or doing something. What's going on, Kyle? And, you know, because I think, like, Zoe then is like, hey, like, that's not fair. He's not in it. And Madison's like, whatever, I'm an asshole. And, like, you know, he drops his wine, I think. And then what happens? And I think she, like, goes.
He drops the wine, and then she, like, mind controls him over to make out with her, and then has him lick her boot. And she's just like, see, isn't this cool? To which everyone's like, well, that was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to do, like, he's just, like, a little fancy lad. You don't have to be mean to him.
By the way,
I also feel like, shouldn't, like, Delia and Myrtle kind of be intervening at this point, just like, all right, Madison, like, don't fuck with the helper. You know what I mean? Like, it's.
Oh, are you telling me that perhaps having the entire test for who gets to be the leader of the coven be based on what powers they demonstrate and not like any of their character is maybe a bad idea?
You know,
maybe a little. Who can say? You know, who can say? Maybe we shouldn't just repeatedly lift up the shittiest idiots we have around. Maybe we shouldn't. You know what? Maybe we should stop giving them power. Who can say?
You know, but it's like, it's not really being like a hall monitor to be like, just get the fucking test over with that we're trying to find out who are next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, get the hell out of here with this. Like, what are we doing? But
yeah, it is a little weird, though. I will say, like, it is a little weird if you think about it in context. Like, if you just pretend you don't know how this episode ends. It is weird the urgency with which they are like, we have to figure out who the next Supreme is. Like, why? Like, Fiona was gone for like most of her time as the Supreme and like nothing happened. So
yeah, actually,
why is it so urgent that we figure out who the
also,
next Supreme is like right now?
Figuring out who the Supreme is doesn't do anything. Like, they have the powers regardless of if you ID them or not. So, like, who cares?
Yeah, the only reason it was important before is so that they could identify who they needed to protect from Fiona. But Fiona's fucking gone. So why is there still this urgency?
And then, like, the thing about this is, like, at some point, Madison, like, so Zoe makes Kyle kiss her, and then, like, Madison makes Kyle start strangling her, and then, like, somebody, like, kind of force throws Kyle away, and then Delia's like, okay, that's enough, and it hit me, like, Delia's blind, so she, like, I don't know what of this she's been aware of this whole time, like, maybe none of it, and then Myrtle is like, this is kind of funny, I'm just gonna keep letting it go, you know? And then she,
let me see where this goes.
Because then it's like, she hears this big bang as Kyle gets hurt, goes, all right, that's enough. Myrtle, what happened? Is everybody doing it? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, did someone get chucked? What happened?
Yeah, and it's extra funny because, like, right before Madison makes him, like, lick her shoe or whatever, she just says, like, now lick it to him, which is, first of all, you don't usually have to, like, say it out loud if you're mind controlling them. And then, so Delia just hears, now lick it, and then a bunch of sucking noises from, like, them making out. So I can only imagine what Delia thinks is going on. during the mind control portion of the Seven Wonders test. And it takes him getting force chucked across the room by who knows who for her to be like, all right, now it's getting too rowdy. Settle down. We're moving on. I assume you all did the test correctly. Now.
And Myrtle is just like blasting cigs the entire time. Yeah. Just like ripping through them, fucking gripping and ripping. She's smoking on a schedule, let me tell you.
Yeah. Who's ready for the best test?
Who's ready for the insane test to not put last? Oh, man. This is the worst idea they've ever fucking had. This is so stupid that before even asking about it, I had to assume this pissed off more viewers than anything they had ever done previously. And it sounds like the answer is, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. If you read, like, any listicle about, like, the worst American Horror Story moments, this one's on all of them. Usually pretty high up the list. Sometimes number one. People fucking hated this when it happened, and I'm one of them. So they decide that it's time to do the Descensum test, which, in case you have forgotten which one that is, because why wouldn't you? It's fucking stupid, and it has served no purpose as a plot device thus far. That's the one where they descend into hell. Again, cannot reiterate enough that this did not affect the plot at all, them having this power. They could have used just, like, a different power. They could have made the ghost coochie one of the seven wonders, but they didn't.
What? Also, you know, why this?
And the only time we've seen this used before is we saw Queenie go to hell temporarily and come back. And there was a weird passing mention when she was down there of, you better get back before sunrise or you're here forever. And it was like really dumb at the time. It's about to fuck us in the ass harder than you could possibly imagine.
I haven't thought of this till just now. What's the point of this spell? Like, why do you want to go to hell?
That's what I said in the last episode. I was like, why do we need to do this? Sorry. I was like, literally, who benefits from this? Because even Queenie doing it in the last episode, like, doesn't do anything. She just, like, sees Papa Legba, and he's like, yep, this is what hell's like, and then she leaves.
Like, it's a little insightful, I guess, and it also shows later on that whoever's designing hells around here fucking sucks. Their hells are so mid. Oh, man.
Yeah, and they're also very confusing. But yeah, like, this power, never mentioned before. Like, that would be a really concerning one for someone to just develop all of the sudden. Like, uh-oh, I accidentally went into hell. Like, uh-oh, and then I got trapped there. Because apparently, if you're here for more than however long this fucking huge, like, sand dial is for, you get sent there forever, I suppose. They never mention
it. We only use hourglasses in this house. We have no clocks. If you ask me for a clock, I'm going to throw your ass out. Now, if you want to look at an hourglass and roughly estimate how much sand has gone through, I'll do that for you. No problem. But any witch stuff, clocks aren't allowed in witchcraft. Why? That's a great question. I'm not sure, but apparently you can't use them.
Also, do they only own this giant hourglass like sand dial thing for this? Is this their like going into hell sand dial? Is that what that's for?
It also perfectly times a hard boiled egg.
A 3-hour hard boiled egg.
That's right. A 3-hour egg takes 3 hours.
Ostrich egg time poacher. Yeah, exactly.
The hardest hard boil.
It's a timing it for a sous vide. A long cook.
Oh, that's what Papa Legba likes his eggs. That's why we have it. Yeah, so Myrtle sets up God's biggest fucking sand dial and is like, all right, everybody lay in a weird shape on the ground. I don't know why this is how we have to do it, but this is how we have to do it. And Misty looks over at Zoe and is like, what do you think it's going to be like going to hell? as though she wasn't just dead, like, an episode ago. And then now that I think about it, Madison also died, and so did Kyle, and all three of those people were like, yeah, after you die, there's nothing there. There's no hell or anything. It's just nothing. It's just darkness, which is worse.
Yeah. Madison had, like, a really, really big thing about it. She had, like, a full dialogue about it. That was the whole reason her and Kyle connected up front and started the little love triangle thing.
They'll mention it again later in this episode when those two characters are talking to each other.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. You're right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so I guess the implication is that hell is not tied to morality in this universe. You gotta,
there's
like,
a lot
make
wrong
Papa Legba mad.
Hell. Yeah. There's so much wrong.
Because again, you go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I was just gonna say because like when we get into it, right? Like Queenie's got the same hell she had before working in the chicken joint. But then it's like, so doesn't hell get like boring if it's this one scenario like over and over again? Which sounds stupid. But then it's like, so what's happening? Like you're not being tortured, or your mind's erased so that it's you know what I mean?
Because
like
the one at the end, the hell they present at the end of this episode is the one that's the most like, but that's just like fine.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That's just,
like,
yeah.
Like that's like a bad day, maybe. Like that's fine. Like look, I get that, like, oh, working at a restaurant is hell, ha, ha, ha. But, like, dog, like, I have worked at a restaurant. Yeah, yeah. It was pretty bad, but, like, it's not hell. It's like, if that's what hell is, then, like, holy shit, I'm going to have a kick-ass time in hell, and only rich people are going to suffer. You know what? Maybe I'm into this.
Yeah.
I'm turning around on this idea.
Like, the other thing that's, like, this is unfortunately probably what it is as far as, like, Queenie's hell is, like, I don't think they wanted to flesh out more of Queenie's character. We got more, and I'm not, this isn't me making a joke, this is true. We got more backstory about fucking Kyle than we did about Queenie. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I don't think they thought of any more backstory about Queenie. They're like, yeah, we got a black witch. She used to work at a chicken place and burned a guy's arm. What else do you need to know?
Yep, she won, I think she won an Oscar for like, so let's get her on the show, you know?
Yeah,
I have to look now.
Yeah.
I think she won an Oscar for Precious.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Best actress. Yep. Yeah.
And like, I genuinely think they like didn't think of more backstory for her. So they're like, yeah, just her hell can be the one scene we've already seen her in. Besides being at the witch house, we're not gonna like make any more backstory for her. Just the only time we've ever seen her not be at the witch house, that's the only thing she's ever done besides be at the witch house. They kind of do the same thing with like Madison, except for they just don't show us anything for Madison.
Yeah, she just tells us.
Yeah, she's like, I was on a network musical, the live action Sound of Music. And what's extra
I
funny
even. Yeah, she's like, and I was this character, which I haven't seen The Sound of Music.
Yeah, she's
so
like, I was Liesel.
Yeah.
I wasn't even the lead. And it's like, who cares?
Yeah,
like, musicals are fine. Like, that's a fine, that's a job that I know people who would fight their entire life for and not get to do. Like, come on.
You're in hell. Yeah. This is hell? Yeah, like, you know, suffering.
Yeah. Hell is like having your entire form torn asunder and put together repeatedly with no concept of time. Like, that's hell.
No,
you know,
it is. Like,
you know what?
Bro, it's a crummy day at work.
This is like kind of dark, I guess, but like it's supposed to be a dark show. But like what it would have been way more impactful is if like we saw a snippet of Madison's hell and it was just like a very short clip of like the door closing behind her at the party from episode one.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then when she wakes up, she's like, oh yeah, no, I was on like a network musical, and she just lies about what it was.
Yeah.
That would have been way more impactful.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'd be allowed to do that because, as you said, this show does go there and has gone there previously. 100%. It'd be justified. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that was like the one time we actually got like genuine, like, character development for Madison, and we
and
saw
like
her
Madison,
like grow.
Like actually like violently angry and upset. Yeah, like understandably so. But no. That was on a musical.
Oh, Madison, great. You murdering scamp. Like you.
You killed Misty Day. Well, anyway, so Zoe made it back. Hers is the lamest of all of them.
This
her hell
no
is
sense.
So fucking lame.
I hate
Holy
this.
Shit. I imagined Kyle was breaking up with me forever. Like, get over
you
it. Live
just,
a fucking life.
You just
feel some
dead.
Real pain.
Like, how long have they even been together? Like, a couple of months tops?
Pathetic.
Like,
yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I cannot emphasize enough how badly I believe that they really, really, really just wanted people to associate them with Violet and Tate.
Violet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And it's evident because I keep accidentally writing Violet in the notes, because this is just Violet if she went to witch school. That's all Zoe is just Violet if she went to witch school. And he and Kyle is just Tate if he didn't shoot up a school, I guess. if he was a guy who wanted to build bridges instead of shoot up a school. Yeah, they really, 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 really want us to associate. I think they were like, oh, people didn't like when Evan Peters was kissing other ladies in season 2. make him kiss this lady who wasn't in season two, but it was in season one. Everybody loved that. And that's her hell, is that she just, like, imagined him breaking up with her, and he's like, I wouldn't do that.
God, pathetic.
It really is.
Yeah. For a year. Jesus. You like, holy shit.
You can't
like,
be the supreme.
Talk about needing another person. My God.
I feel like...
Oh, my, how? What level of codependency are you on?
Yo, like, how good would it be? You can't because of the next scene, but how good would it be if Myrtle's like, no, you're disqualified. You are not the supreme now. There's no way.
Your hell is dumb. Get out of here. Oh, cool hells only.
I'd like to think since, like, the implication by the end of this episode is that Papa Legba, like, makes all these hells for some reason, that, like, he knew how pathetic and cringy it would be if that was Zoe's hell, so he's like, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee, I'm gonna make her look like a loser.
Or if Myrtle is like, guess what, you're going back, and just stabs her. Like,
or, like, they have Kyle, like, slowly step out of the background, like, would now be a bad time to say that we need to talk?
I
was really only into you when I thought you might be the supreme, but like now that I can tell you're like got like a wiener hell, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Oh, now it's time for the most frustrating scene in American Horror Story ever, actually, and a lot of people would agree.
It's holy shit. So Misty's in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because Misty, even though she multiple times said, I'm not really interested in this test, and was only really goaded on by Myrtle and a few other folks, and Misty, who had explicitly said, you know, I'm here looking for my tribe, but I have a constant worry that I'm going to be taken advantage of by people who see the powers I have and the potential it might be and want to, you know, get favors from me long term. That's just like my one concern. Well, anyway, she's been talked into going to hell. I guess they didn't provide like a rope or an explanation of how this works, or the smelling salts, or like what the possible risks are here, because Misty's in hell. Liz, you want to explain Misty's hell? It's
out of all of the hells, they designed hers pretty well, and it fits her pretty well. Where she's in biology class, I'm assuming this is a flashback from when she was a child. And she's being forced to dissect a frog in biology class, and she keeps resurrecting it because she doesn't want to dissect it, which I can relate to that. I also refused to dissect animals when I was young because I thought it was fucked up. And she keeps resurrecting it, and like a little kid like narcs on her, and the teacher's like, she just brought a real frog to class to fuck with you. Like, now you have to cut open a real, like a live frog. You have your little prank cost you, and now you got to cut open a live one. And he like forces
and, like,
her to kill
one. Grabs her hand
one.
And forces the blade into the frog. Yeah.
And she like screams, and she's obviously like incredibly distraught. Lily Rob does a great job with this scene, IMO. But then.
Yeah. It's her acting's right here, yeah.
Then they completely throw that out the window by looping it like 7 times to the point where it becomes a bit.
It's so funny by the end of it. It is like so fucking Lisa the Painful Core. It's outrageous.
They like cobble it together like a YouTube poop by the end of it. Like it goes on for like a whole minute, and it's just like
it's
haphazardly.
Like a vine, yeah.
It is a bit so bad.
It legitimately turns into by the end, because the thing is, like, they show you the entire loop, and then they show you slightly less of it, and then they show you slightly less of it until eventually it's just, you know, showing Misty putting the knife in repeatedly. But the problem is they do it so many times and so erratically cut that it really does feel like dental plan. Lisa needs braces. Dental plan. Yeah. Lisa needs braces, just like by the end of it.
It's so bad.
And they're like, oh my God, this is so terrible. So Misty's there, and then it cuts back to everyone.
I think what the implication is, and it's dumb, but I think what the implication is that she is so upset, that this is so upsetting to her, that she cannot break herself, like she cannot focus herself enough to wake herself up, which, hey, 100%. I would say, hot take, I think everyone's hell should be so upsetting that they would have trouble getting back. And it's weird that only Misty's is bad enough that she cannot, like, wake herself from it. It's weird that she's the only one. And it's weird that they didn't warn her, like, hey,
Yeah.
You should probably be aware of this.
That would be like the first thing.
Yeah.
The first thing you do is like, it's like when you're trying to learn how to lucid dream or whatever. And the first thing you remember is just like, yeah, always check every light switch to see if it works. Because in dreams, often light switches don't work correctly. Things like that. That's what you do for someone in hell. You'd be like, be careful. There's going to be something that really fucking upsets you. And if you let it upset you and it tilts you out, the loop's going to start over again. And then it's going to be harder and harder to remember every single time. So make sure you keep yourself ironclad emotionally and mentally, or else you're going to get stuck in hell for fucking ever. Hey, just again, the downside here is if you're stuck too long and you don't break out, you're here forever. That's the risk. Why is this not the last test? Why is the one that could possibly exile our children to hell is not the last test?
I would argue, like, why would we do this, like, at all?
Yeah, that's, like, the obvious point is, like, why do we need to go to hell? Is there, like, a value in this?
Yeah, like, that's my thing is, like, out of, because they say in the last episode when Fiona's, like, giving her weird little silent film or whatever, they're like, yeah, like, a lot of witches have died doing the Seven Wonders. And I'm like, did they all, well, we saw the one die with the pyrokinesis for a really stupid reason, but, like, it feels like only this one and then the one after it, which is very funny. It feels like only this one has, like, a high likelihood for, like, fatality. It's the only one that, like, intrinsically has the risk of death, like, built baked into it. So, like, maybe we have more, like, stopgaps in place.
And I guess to make sure it's, like, very clear and just say it up front. Yeah, they get back. We're in the room with everybody. Misty is still unconscious. And we start asking, like, Delia's like, hey, it's getting really close. Is there a way we can, like, help her get back out or something? Because, like, it's really close to running out of time. And it feels like I would be fully and totally accountable for this if this person got abandoned in hell. So, like, do we going to do anything? And Myrtle goes, no. And this is maybe the most, like, fuck off Myrtle moment of the whole episode is like, yeah, no, just leave her in hell. It's cool. Whatever. If she has to make it on her own or else it doesn't count. Great. She's disqualified from the test. Save her from hell. What's wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? And time runs out and Delia, like, scoops up and is like holding her and being like, come on, come back. And she literally turns into the Thanos snap pile of dust in Cordelia's arms.
It's the same, like, it's the same literally, thing.
It's the same fucking special effect. I don't feel so good, Miss Delia, as she fades away into dust. And you might say, well, that's crazy. What happened to her? We don't know. She's out of the show for the rest of the season. She's in hell forever. That's it. That's Misty Day. If you expect, I'm not going to even give you a glimmer of hope. That's Misty Day. That's how it ends. She's gone now. They abandoned her in hell. They tricked her. They took advantage of her insecurities. They put her in hell and they didn't give her the tools to get out. And then they said skill issue and they moved on with their fucking life.
And at least Delia kind of gives it the old college, like, I feel a little bad, but fucking Myrtle just like, moving on, I guess. So yeah. Just like, what the fuck, Myrtle?
And like, Myrtle, you were the fucking recruiter who pulled her in here. You're the one who went out and found her, and you're like, dude, you're the next Supreme. I need you. Like, this is all you're doing.
That's a Fiona move. Like, if Fiona did that, you'd be like, that's in character. For Myrtle, it's just like, what are you doing? Like, you're like, not like this.
Fiona would, like, trick someone to go into hell and then, like, leave them there in order to make sure that they don't become the next Supreme.
At least, like, not give too much of a shit, like, well, she wasn't good enough, oh well. You know what I mean? But, like, yeah, I don't know.
Like Slow Beef said, like, it should be, I guess, like, it should be emphasized that, like, Delia does try before the time runs out to, like, do a little spell to try and bring her back. But right. I also don't think Delia knows how to bring her back. So, like, she's trying to do, like, I don't know, like, an illusion spell to be, like, listen to the sound of my voice. And she's, like, saying Latin stuff, trying to get Misty to, like, hear her voice and, like, snap out of it, which would make more sense if we got, like, a little scene of Misty, like, hearing Delia's voice and, like, a glimmer of hope. But then we see, like, the sand aisle run out of sand and it's too late. Like, she realized too late. Like, again, that would have been more meaningful, but alas, the show doesn't give two shits, so they didn't do that. Yeah, and so Misty is now Thanos snapped into hell. Again, cannot overstate how many people fucking hate this? It is truly one of the most hated.
Nothing wrong.
Everyone hated this.
Nothing wrong to the highest degree of anyone this show has ever presented up to this point. Like season one, season two, season three. I don't think there is a character that is like. We've had a couple characters that we joke are blameless because we're a bunch of fucking clowns on this podcast, right? We sometimes think a nasty man is good. But like this character has actually done nothing wrong since the beginning and has actively said, I'm worried about you doing these bad things to me, and then had them happen to her. It's so awful. It's like the worst.
It's not even like a horror way, really. You know what I mean? Like where you could say like, well, it's a horror show. It's just like stupid little hell joke, you know? Like, she just dies for nothing, and it's not satisfying, it's not scary, it's just like, we should get rid of one of these characters, like we said.
Also, it feels like someone should have an emotion about Misty being trapped in hell. She was so nice!
and it's a fucked way to go. It's not even like she just died. She's in hell. You know,
you buried her in hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, there are multiple of you who know being in hell is different than dying. Because if you die, it's just void time. In hell, you're actively being put through the worst thing. Ugh.
Can I maybe also spitball something that will make everybody even more frustrated?
Yeah, go for it, please.
It seems like potentially, if I were to hypothesize, that maybe this might be the one use case for the Descensum spell, retrieving someone from hell if they're about to get stuck in hell.
You got a good point there, actually.
In fact, if you were trying to prove who was the Supreme, it might be a real good chance to be like, okay, girls, you need to go into Misty's hell and pull her out. And that would be like an actual real test of like a use case.
Yeah, 100%.
No, it's just a spell we have that can go horrifically wrong if like everything doesn't go off perfectly.
And if it goes off perfectly, you just come back and are traumatized. That's all it does. It just traumatizes everybody. And then Thanos snaps one of them. This is, like, without a doubt, the most reckless and stupid fucking thing the Witch School does. Like, this is insane behavior.
Yeah, that's so cool. Anyway, Misty Day is dead in hell, tormented for
She's
all
gone.
Of eternity, didn't do anything wrong, is objectively the least morally gray character on the show, and she's in hell forever, being tormented and forced to live out her worst nightmare for the rest of eternity. We have time for one more. It ends very funny.
This is my favorite one for sure.
Y'all know how to teleport? It's teleport time. I'm sorry. It's transmutation time. So the girls are in a different room for some reason, and Myrtle and Delia walk in and they're like, we should have a funeral for our dead friend. You know,
right.
Misty checks notes and everyone's like, no. And I'm like, all right, you know what? She makes a good point. And by she, I mean the ones who were like, no, is we don't really have a time. If someone's going to like die between each test or might die, we don't have time to do a funeral between each one. Maybe we just do like a big funeral, like the Hunger Games at the end. If there's a chance that someone could die in every single test, we just have like a big one. Like, you know, like at the end of the Oscars, when they do like an in memoriam, we'll just do that.
And then they play you off if you're in hell, like too long. It's the music, yeah.
And so they're like, all right, the next one is we're going to teleport. Hee-hee. I think I put my notes in the wrong place. But so the girls start doing the teleport test. I don't even think Myrtle like gives them a rule. She's just like, you guys got to show me you can teleport. And the way that they do that is the girls start doing a game of tag. All of them. They all start. You know who would have fucking loved ghost tag? Misty Day.
Misty Day would have loved it so much. And she would have been better at it than all these clowns too.
Yeah.
But she's in hell.
Also, the way they do it is really annoying because they just like teleport to directly where the other person is and then tap them and go like tag, And it's like, well, okay, well, if that's all we're, that's kind of pointless. That's not really a lot of, not really a lot of game space there. And as they just start zooping around the house, because they decide they're going to do it outside too, who gives a shit if someone sees a bunch of teenagers teleporting back and forth. And in one of the most insanely stupid things I've ever seen happen in this show, as Cordelia is yelling, be careful, girls, there's danger in teleporting, Zoe... So the school has like those big like fences that like churches, like Catholic churches, a lot of times will have outside of them.
Yep.
Where they've got like the big, like the iron gates with the big spikes on top.
Yep.
And
whoops,
she fucking telefrags herself on the spikes. And it's not even like where she was trying to teleport to. It's insane. It's like she's so dog shit at this. Holy fuck.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, what were you even going for? Because she's like horizontal on the spike, like she fell on it Mortal Kombat style. And it's like, also, how did you get up there?
It's broad daylight, too, so even if someone missed all the teleporting, you've got this fucking girl impaled now on your front gate. And then Myrtle, who could give a shit about Misty going to hell, is like, no, Zoe! Like, where the fuck were you, Myrtle? Like, what? Damn it!
It cracked me up, too, because, like, I had a friend when I was in high school. I used to play a bunch of Ultimate Frisbee on, like, a Catholic church soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Sujoy Fukin. And one time when we needed to get the disc that, like, had thrown over a fence, he just jumped, hopped over that, and exactly did this through one of his calves. Like, he just had the spike go right through it because he fell backwards over the fence. Yeah, not great. So, either way, as soon as this little lady telefragged herself, all I could think is, she Sujoy fucked herself. Let's go. It's like, it's not like it already was funny because it's so insane to have them go from we have exiled Misty Day into hell and have the next scene be he tag you're it. Like they just devolve into like legitimately like 8-year-old children, and then one of them goes, "Ooh, I gave myself an owie playing tag." Like it's
also like wildly confusing because like when we say they're playing tag, like they're just like doing it like kids would, like in the front yard. Like no one's like teleporting on top of a roof or anything, like to be like silly. They're just running around the front yard. So how Zoe ends up like 30 feet in the air, impaled on a spike, who fucking knows? Like truly, who skill issue to the highest degree. And by that I mean skill issue on the school for not like being like, hey, we haven't taught you anything about how to teleport, we should maybe like lay down some ground
would
rules.
The first thing you test not be like, if I teleport 10 feet in the air and then teleport 10 feet down, do I take that impact? Like, that would be the first thing I would check, right? Because that's flight then. If you can just teleport up and teleport down without taking an impact, you can just fly, right? Just teleport up, see as far as you can. See, no one tries anything in this show. That's really, I think, what bugs me so much.
We have to assume that's what Zoe was doing because she has no reason to have teleported up otherwise. Like, to be like, yeah, I'm teleporting up so that... you can't tag me or whatever. That has
seems
to
like
be
you
what
would
she
go
did.
To like, you'd want to go to like a field where people like pilot drones and stuff, like where guys have like model planes, somewhere where you got like a lot of airspace, you know, not a lot of fences.
Yeah. Also, another frustrating aspect of this scene is like the girls are all like very lighthearted and like are enjoying this. And I'm like, hey, you know, when this dynamic would have been like kind of endearing and like would have really built some character in the show. Roughly 10 episodes ago, when we introduced the school dynamic.
Before we all thought you hated each other, too. Like, eminently hated each other. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. This, like, cute little, like, oh, we're testing out a new power we have. We're practicing a new power, and we're having fun with it. And, like, clearly having a lighthearted time with each other. A moment of levity in this, like, kind of traumatizing
Everyone
event.
Everyone hates Madison. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Madison killed a lady. Well, that lady's double dead now, but like she killed a lady. And everyone's just okay with it, I guess. I mean,
Fiona
beat the shit
killed
out of
her, so like you get one, I guess is how it works. Like
the get out of jail free card. Yeah.
Fiona killed you, so you could like exile one person to hell, and that's fine.
Yeah, you can't get like double jeopardy tried in witch law, I suppose. That's why Fiona got away with it for so long, is like she tricked people into thinking that she didn't do a murder. And then she's like, well, you can't try me again because you found me innocent the first time, even though you have evidence to prove that that's not true. But yeah, so Zoe's been impaled on a spike that she teleported into for some reason. Honestly, yeah, it makes sense that Zoe would do that. That's a classic Zoe move, truly. Kind of like poetic justice, because, like, what is a metal spike through the sternum if not the demon coochie of the real world?
I'm always saying that.
Yeah, me too. We should probably cut it here, even though it's not quite the end of this, because her being dead and impaled directly leads into the next test.
Yeah. What rest would of they, the episode
what would
and
they
like
have
a lot
done
of it,
if this had not happened is my question. because I guess they would do what Madison
guessing,
ends up
like,
doing.
I was thinking they were just going to kill Kyle again.
Like, that would have been
to
so
go back
funny.
To sleep, big boy.
That would have been so funny.
They start building up like Kenny from freaking South Park. He just dies every episode. What the fuck?
Also, like, they don't show it, obviously, but I have to imagine that they had to use like telekinesis to get Zoe off of the wrought iron fence that's 30 feet in the air.
I mean, it was through her.
Yeah.
Right? Like, was there a guard above and below it? Did they have to teleport her back off? Can you transmutate other people? Is that allowed? How does this work?
I mean, what transmutation is supposed to be, but alas.
What if there were classes where the witches could learn about their powers?
That would be fucked up and evil, Ty. No one would do that.
Oh, we're like
no one wants to watch or read fiction about wizard school. Don't be fucking stupid.
No, oh, I get no. The confusion is we're like a witch school, like for like a fish. You know what I mean? Like a group of witches. That's what we.
Oh,
I get why
like
you're
a,
confused.
Like a
everyone.
Murder of witches.
Yeah. A flock, even. Yeah. They just couldn't think of another.
Coven, perhaps.
Yeah, coven, even. If only we had a word for this.
If only.
That could work.
I don't know. Seems fake. Christ. Seems like a fake and made-up name. So that, just know that we're in the middle of wonder number 5-ish? No, we're in the middle of wonder number 4. We're about to do wonder number 5. And 2 people are dead? Roughly, give or take.
Yep.
Well, one of them's in hell for the rest of eternity. I don't know if that counts. Most other people don't know if it counts either.
Two things I want the viewers to think about in case you're just listening along and not watching the episodes. Here's the things I want you to take the next week and really turn around in your head like a beautiful apple. And that is, how are they going to handle Zoe dying? And what do you think is the lamest possible test they could give them? Because remember, one of the tests was you go to hell and possibly don't come back. And they did that one before all of the following tests. So I want you to think, like, what could be the most obvious you should have done this first test possible? And respond in the comments. I don't think there are comments. Respond in the comments, though. I'd appreciate it.
Respond in the comments of, like, your mind. Of what you think those things are.
Leave a review on like iPods cast or whatever. Oh God, where do people iTunes? Just, is it still iTunes?
Leave
they
a review
it?
On your iPod. Your iPod
email
Nano.
Leave a review on your Zune, please. Tell your Zune that you like us. Thank you.
Oh my God. Well.
Yeah. Till next time, everybody. Have a great one.
Bye.
Later.